When my next guest is with me in studio, Tom Schweik, the state auditor, for I think at least a couple years now, I've asked him and I've given him the opportunity to launch his campaign for governor on this show. I always say, Tom, are you running for governor? And he always kind of hedges on that. But I think we all knew he was pointed in this direction. He finally made it official this week. How are you, Tom Schweik?
I'm doing great. I just came back from a statewide tour talking about education and jobs, and I had a really good time. We went to Cape Girardeau, Jefferson City, Joplin, Springfield, Kansas City. It was a lot of fun.
Why get into the race? I mean, I think it was not extremely a well-kept secret that this was something that you were strongly considering. Why the timing this week, finally?
Well, you know, I was reelected last November, and I needed a little time to talk to my family and friends about whether we wanted to take the next step or not. We decided over Christmas time it was probably best to do it, but, you know, I'm not one of those people that just jumps in. I talk to contributors. I talk to grassroots people. I spent some time lining up the support you need to run for governor, and once it was all in place, we made the announcement.
You gave a speech the other day that was pretty hard-hitting when you announced your candidacy on Wednesday, and you went after some folks here in Missouri. So what were you trying to accomplish with that? And I guess share with the listeners this afternoon, because not everyone was in that room, and they may have heard news stories, what your whole speech was about.
Well, I mean, the speech was first of all about the fact that we need to get a Republican governor, and what are the qualities that you have to get elected. And I think first you need somebody who's very well qualified. I talked about that. You know, I've been state auditor for 4 years. I've audited every state agency, board, commission, city, county, school district. I understand the state very well. Then we talked about some of the other the policies that I think we need in education, school choice, economic development, reining in our tax credit programs, being more efficient and fair in the way we handle our economic issues. And then I went into, you know, also electability. We have a situation in Missouri where every one of our last eight governors had won statewide before they became governor. And the Democrats are running Chris Koster, a two-time statewide winner. I'm a two-time statewide winner. I thought I matched up very well against him in terms of my policies versus his. And I talked about that in the speech. I talked a little bit about Catherine Hanaway and why I thought that I would be a stronger candidate.
All right, so let's focus on that, because you went after Rex Singfield, who has donated a lot of money to candidates, including Catherine Hanaway. And you basically said that Rex Singfield is trying to buy a governor. So let's explore that. He's donated about $1 million so far to Catherine Hanaway. Your quote was, these are not Republicans, these are Rex-publicans.
Right. Well, Rex Singfield, there's parts of the Singfield organization that I like, which is the Show Me Institute, which is a think tank which tries to convince people that the policies he wants are good ideas. And that's what I think the dialogue should be about. But when you've sunk $38 million in 5 years into Missouri politics, when you have 115 political action committees, when you brag about having 1,000 people on your political payroll, that's not a contributor anymore. That's a machine. And they have generated primaries against good Republicans all over the state because they didn't vote the way they wanted to one time.
They haven't always had success.
No. All of those people they challenged actually won. But the problem is they sink huge quantities of money into little races all over Missouri. You know, there's a school district in Nixa, Missouri. You ever been to Nixa?
I actually think I have.
I spoke to their Chamber of Commerce once. A great little city. They were doing a school bond issue. And for whatever reason, the Singfield people didn't like that bond issue. And they sunk huge amounts of money into trying to defeat a bond issue in a tiny little town. And the people just revolted against it and said, why do we need a billionaire in St. Louis telling us how to run our school? And that's kind of the way that the political operation for Rex Singfield is very different than the think tank operation. And they really try to take everything over. And that's what I was talking about. Catherine Hanaway has been running for one solid year. Her fundraising was very, very bad. There was real no base of support. And then he bailed her out with $1 million. And now she's completely beholden to him and some tactics I do not think are appropriate.
All right, so what Catherine says, though, is that you have to have money to run a big race. You've had money for your state auditor's race.
Right.
You were considering running for the U.S. Senate several years ago. And if you're going to run for governor, I don't know what the number is. What's the number that you have to have?
Well, I think to get all the way through the general election, it'll be between $15 and $20 million.
That's a lot of money. So you're going to have contributors.
Sure.
Whether it's Rex Singfield or others. So Sam Fox is one of your wealthy contributors. He's given you, they cited in the local paper, $500,000 over the course of the past several years. So what Catherine Hanaway comes back and shoots back and says, and this is maybe the shape of things to come, reminding folks that you have your own millionaire issue. She wrote a statement out that said, primary fights have repeatedly cost the Republican Party statewide elections. Today, Auditor Schweik chose to create yet another primary. Auditor Schweik's electoral record is marked by relentless pursuits of the next office and tearing apart the Republican Party.
Well, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard anybody say. I mean, I'm the one that's served auditor for 4 years. People wanted me to run for Senate. I said, no, I'm going to serve out a full term, and I did. I've done very good at that job. I don't think you just go with the first person who declares. You go with the strongest person. And as for my contributors, I made a challenge. My biggest contributor has never accounted for more than 10 or 11% of my total funds received, not 70 or 80 or 90% like she has with her contributor. And so I made a challenge. I said, to prove that we are not bought and paid for by a contributor, let's all agree that in a calendar year, no one contributor will ever account for more than 25% of our money. You can't be bought and paid for if 75% of your money is coming from somewhere else. I challenge her to that. She won't take that challenge. I promise I will never have any contributor be more than one quarter of my money. And in fact, that's never been more than 10 or 11%. So if she's really saying that my contributor situation is the same as hers, take the challenge. Say, yeah, okay.
Well, let me ask this. Auditor Tom Schweik, he's getting in the governor's race. Let's talk about the reality of the politics here. Chris Koster, no matter what you think of him, is going to be tough to beat. Would you agree or disagree?
I don't think he's going to be that hard to beat, no.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not agree to that then, if you don't want to agree. I think he's going to be tough to beat. But let's get to the primary. He will not have a primary. If this gets to be a nasty fight between you and Catherine, and maybe somebody else, by the way, there could be another candidate in this race, or maybe more, before next August, right? So is that going to make it easier or harder for a Republican to win that race in 2016?
It doesn't make any difference to me. My message is the same. I've been rooting out fraud, waste, abuse, and corruption my entire life. I've done it all around the state for 4 years. I want to clean up Jefferson City. I want to bring better government to the people. I believe that Catherine Hanaway's supporters are part of the problem. I believe that Chris Koster's supporters are part of the problem. Chris Koster was caught red-handed, selling his office to contributors. He was dropping investigations into companies based on campaign contributions. When I audited his office, we found he was giving huge contracts to plaintiff's personal injury lawyers who were making massive contributions to his campaign, which is a violation of state law. I think that there is a lot of problems in Missouri with corrupt politicians. I don't really think there's that much difference between what Catherine Hanaway is doing and what Chris Koster is doing. So what I'm running against is the corrupt aspects of Missouri politics.
So
it doesn't matter to me who the other person
that's
is.
That's a bold statement. So you're comparing what she's doing to Chris Koster, and you're basing that on the big donation from Rex Singfield.
No, I'm basing it on the methods by which the Singfield machine operates, the way they threaten, the way they coerce, the way they try to buy legislators, they've tried to buy the courts, they've tried to buy the media. They've generated primaries against safe Republicans in safe areas who don't vote their way one single time. Their whole machine is about threats and coercion, not persuasion and issues and policies and ideas.
What's the biggest issue for you outside of that, outside of the campaign funds and the differentiation that you have between you and Catherine? We're going to hear a lot about that as we head into the latter part of this year and next year. But what is the number one issue for you if you were governor?
Well, I think you have to root out the corruption. There is so much influence peddling in Jefferson City that a lot of good legislation gets killed, things that would be good for the people of Missouri because one interest group or the other opposes it. So first, I'm going to form the Missouri Accountability Commission. I talked about that in my speech, which is going to trace the relationship between campaign contributions and legislation and official action. So once you get a clean, level playing field where real laws can be passed that are in the interest of the people, then you focus on two things, economic development and education. And in my education policy is one based on school choice. It's one based on opportunity, and it's not eliminating tenure for teachers, for example, coercing teachers to do better, which is what Catherine Hanaway wants to do. I think that's a very bad idea. I think you provide incentives for people to improve. You provide opportunities and choice. You have local curriculum, things that are positive for students and for teachers, rather than, again, the Singfield-Hanaway model, which is always coercing and threatening people.
What about economic development?
Well, on economic development, I laid out a very specific plan in the speech, which you can find on my website, tomschweik.com. And in economic development, first of all, we want to rein in our huge tax credit programs, which are very inefficient, costing the state tens or hundreds of millions of dollars a year. That would allow us then to do tax cuts for everybody that are paid for, so we wouldn't have a big hole in the budget. That's one part of my economic development plan. And we have a whole series of other proposals on the website.
Do you support Medicaid expansion in Missouri?
No.
Why?
Because it's just a huge federal program. It's adding to the deficit. It will make Missouri more dependent on the federal government. And the federal government has a long history of not keeping its promises. They say they're going to pay for most or all of it. Well, we really don't know if that's true or not. Now, there's a state senator named Ryan Silvey who proposed a program to maybe provide some limited expansion of health benefits for veterans. Anything involving veterans, I'm going to consider, because you've got to treat them differently than everybody else. They have sacrificed for our country. So I'm open to talking about some ideas for improving access to health care, but the Obamacare Medicaid expansion is a bad idea.
Tom, what about the situation that we face in St. Louis right now with the stadium? What are your thoughts on that? How should the state be involved, if in any way? As the governor of the state, you have to lead on issues like this. So what would your position be?
Oh, well, I do not. I mean, Catherine Hanaway was very instrumental in all this taxpayer-funded stadium activity that's now coming back to bite us. And I'm very, very much against that. I don't think we should have taxpayers across all of Missouri paying for a St. Louis stadium. If you go out, I mean, I'm a statewide official, so I go outside of St. Louis. I live outside of St. Louis most of the time. I will tell you, there is no appetite among the people of Missouri for financing St. Louis.
No.
That's special preferences, and that's what I want to try to get rid of. I want a level playing field when I'm governor for everybody.
Auditor Tom Schweik, he's running for governor, and he just got officially into the race this week. It's good to see you in person. I know you were busy yesterday traveling around the state of Missouri. Now, here's a question, though. Do you say, when you're in Nixa, Missouri, do you say Missoura?
No. And, you know, Mark, it's the phoniest thing when people who are from Missouri say Missouri. But what we don't want is Missourex.